Hi, I'm Edwin.
And I'm Andrew.
Sound the battle cry.
Two men,
15 minutes.
Eternal impact.
Welcome to Text Talk.
For the Lord, gird your armor on, stand firm, everyone. Rest your cause.
Happy Monday, Edwin.
Happy Monday, Andrew.
Happy Monday to all those text talkers out there.
We are so glad that you're tuning in. Chime in by sending us an email.
TextTalk@ChristiansMeetHere.org.
That's right. We're glad that you're tuning in and listening as we have our conversations on John 14 this week.
John 14.
This is a big, big week for us.
Yeah.
Okay. So for this season, today is just episode 66. That
and
doesn't sound like anything
and it's
special.
Just December 11th, 2023.
Just December 11th, 2023. But since we began Text Talk 4 years ago, this is now episode 996. Do you realize what that means? I mean, you should, because we talked about it last week.
We're counting down to episode 1,000.
Friday is episode
dropping
1,000.
On Friday.
If the Lord wills.
Yeah. Be
we're
exciting.
Get to episode 1,000. So big, big week for us here
it
at Text Talk.
It is big, big week.
But we're in John 14.
And I want to encourage all the new listeners. The beauty of Text Talk is you can just drop right in.
You can.
Don't feel like you have to go back to episode 1 to know what we're talking about today. No, you can just drop right in.
But if you have extra time, feel free.
There you go.
Maybe not episode 1. It took us a while to find our rhythm. Some people might say, yeah, like 996 episodes. But
I think it was popping around 800.
Let's just jump into John 14. I'm going to read from the English Standard Version. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here.
Amen. So picking up from our episodes and discussions last week, we know that we are at the Last Supper, that the Passover meal is being celebrated with Jesus and his disciples. He set that remarkable example of washing their feet. And now he launches into some teaching here at the table. And it is kind of a curious way to talk, isn't it? The way John has recorded this, he's just gotten done prophesying to Peter that before the rooster crows, you will have denied me three times.
Which might cause you a little bit of disheartenment and trouble.
I was going to say that, a little bit of trouble. It's almost like, did Peter's face fall or maybe some of the others? Because it starts in 14 verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Yeah, you believe in God, believe also in me.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, I think, a very encouraging tone here about trusting in God, about the love of God and loving one another in order to demonstrate that love. And then more, I guess, confusion on the part of the disciples. They're asking these questions. They just don't understand what all Jesus is talking about.
They're struggling. They've not picked up on the death, burial, and resurrection that's coming. Jesus has said it in very plain words, yet I try to put myself in their shoes. For me, it's plain words because I know what happened.
Right.
I know how it worked out. I think if it had been before it happened, I would have been just like them because resurrection's just not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not expecting resurrection. I do believe that is a powerful apologetic tool.
Okay.
Folks look back at these ancients as if they were all just gullible and superstitious.
Correct.
And resurrection's just a thing they all thought happened, and so they expected it. None of these fellas expected resurrection.
Yeah.
So much so that when Jesus plainly told them that was what was coming, they still didn't get it.
Right.
They thought he must be speaking metaphorically, figuratively, wonder what this is about. You know, he was talking about some farmer throwing seed everywhere, and that really wasn't about a farmer. So maybe this isn't really about death, burial, and resurrection.
Yeah, that's
They're
a good
not
point.
Getting it.
That's a good point.
And so we find that confusion here. So a couple of questions, especially, what do you mean we can't go with you? And if we don't know where you're going, how are we going to know the way?
Mm-hmm.
Which that seems like a pretty good question.
That does seem like a pretty good question. And so it leads us to one of these confession times, one of these identity moments for Jesus that we've been having throughout the book of John, the different ego eimi, right?
Yes.
I am.
I am the resurrection of life. I am the bread of life. I am the door of the sheep. I'm the good shepherd. And now, sorry, you were about to say this one.
No, I was going to say, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah, this is a big one right here.
Yeah.
Three and one. This is the three and one. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Now, what all does that mean, Andrew?
Well, as we're talking about that, I was pondering, okay, we've picked up a couple of themes that have been presented in earlier ego eimi statements, okay, that he had talked about truth.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to be his disciples, then we must abide in his truth.
Mm-hmm.
We would know the truth. The truth would set us free. Mm-hmm. And he says, I am the truth. Of course, I am the life. That was just in the last couple of weeks that we've been talking as this was affirmed that I am the resurrection and the life as he's talking to Martha and then he raises Lazarus. I was trying to place the way, and to see, is this really a summation statement? Has he talked about him being the way before now?
Mm.
I guess the closest I got to is maybe in John 10 and some of the teaching about being the door.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that there was an entrance in that way in that respect.
But okay.
I was struggling to think of a time where we've talked about way before.
Well, several years ago in Matthew.
Well, hey.
When we talk about the narrow way versus the broad way.
Maybe that is one of those undesigned coincidences.
Yeah,
if you know the stories, if you know he had taught about the narrow way and the wide way,
and then we find this, and Jesus is that way. I think just talking about previous seasons, Psalm 1, the Lord knows the way mm-hmm. of the righteous.
Okay.
I think about Psalm 23. As connecting, as you bring up the door of the sheep, the door of the fold with the good shepherd, we go back to Psalm 23 and we know that the shepherd leads the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way there. I can't remember if the word way is used there, but it's still that concept of he knows the way. He knows mm-hmm. the way to go from pasture to palace. He's the one that directs and leads. Jesus is the way, is the truth, is the life. This is What an interesting way of saying it. It's not Jesus knows the way.
Mm, yeah.
It's not Jesus knows the truth, and it's not Jesus gives the life. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the embodiment of these things. And that makes me think just kind of, I don't know if it's a summation of stuff in John, but I think it's a summation of here's what I need. What I need when I'm lost, I need the way. When I'm ignorant and foolish, I need the truth. When I'm sick, dying, and dead, I need the life. And what is Jesus? He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen to that. One of the things you mentioned apologetics a moment ago, one of the things that I have to appreciate about this is the next sentence, no one comes to the Father except through me. That there is an exclusivity to Christ that he proclaims here.
Right.
Okay. If he is the way, there's no other way.
No other way.
Okay. There is no other path to life. There is no other life. And there aren't truths spread all over everywhere and, you know, various and sundry religions that God sends us on a hunt for. Here he is.
He is the truth.
You have it here. The way, the truth, the life. It's here. It's in him. This is the way to God, and there is no other.
It reminds me of just this concept that I've picked up over the past couple of years from some of the authors I've been reading, that Jesus is the one in all of history who knows how to live this life, who knows how to have kingdom life in the present world. He lived it. He displayed it.
Yes.
He is it.
Yes.
I want to have my eyes on him. I want to follow in his footsteps. When I think of him being the way, the picture is not that, okay, he's going to lay down and I'm going to walk on him as if he's the path, but it is the fact that I want to be right behind you, Jesus. I want to be tugging on the hem of your garment, and I want to be placing my feet where you placed your feet. I want to be walking on the road that you're walking on. He is the truth. I want to know what he knows. I want to say what he says. Yeah. I want to believe what he believes. I want to value what he values, because he is truth. And he is life. Again, I want to hang on to him, because if I want life, if I want true life, and that's one of the things we seem to be hunting for. I mean, it makes it in the marketing of so many different advertisements and products, that this is what's going to give you the good life, and this is this is how to have the enjoyable life, and this is how to have a powerful life.
Yeah.
And what we need to understand is that Jesus is the life, but as we pointed out last week, his kingdom is not of this world.
Yeah.
It's going to look upside down. If I'm going to look at Jesus from worldly eyes, I'm not going to see it.
Right.
And it's going to look different than what I have been trained in this ethos of the world to view as life, as truth, as way.
Well, and I think you're even leading to some things that he'll be praying about in John 17. To be in the world and not of the world.
Yes.
Don't want to get ahead of that there. But I tell you what, I sure am glad that we were together today looking at John 14. Going to have some great conversations about it this week. Hope that you have a great day, and let's have a word of prayer. Our great God and Father, thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for Christ and for this revelation. He is the way, the truth, the life. We believe that. We want to be on that way. We want to know the truth that we might be free. Father, that we could be in the light and know the life, the abundant life, the everlasting life that we only have through Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for talking about the text with us today. I'm Edwin Crozier, and I'd like to invite you to join the Christians who meet on Livingston Avenue in Lutz, Florida this Sunday for our Bible classes and worship. You can find out more at christiansmeethere.org. Check out our daily written devotional that goes along with today's episode. You can find a link for it in our show notes. Michael Eldridge sang all four parts of our theme song. You can get more from him at acapeldridge.com. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review Text Talk in your favorite podcast app so others can find it and learn about it more easily. Have a fantastic day.
Steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna. Christ is captain of the mighty throne.